Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about the opposite of what I talked about on Tuesday, where I was just feeling so down, so lacking in energy, wasn't sure what I was doing, just felt a bit useless. And you have those days where I like to call it the end of the bell curve. You know, you just don't feel right. You just don't feel like anything you do really adds value, and that you're kind of trying to climb up a wall where it just feels like it's slippery. And every time you grab something, you fall backwards. So in this episode, we're going to talk about the opposite of that and how quickly it can change and why this happens for the dyslexic brain. So let's dive into it. Okay, so yeah, I'm really happy that I get to talk about this. And literally the day after I record an episode about everything feeling overwhelming, like I'm not achieving anything, the next day, today, I feel great. Now, yesterday I did make sure I ate really well. I went to bed really early. I set myself up for success today because those small changes make a massive impact from what I've had. You know, if I have a bad night's sleep, if I have a bad diet or I'm drinking or for whatever reason, it carries over from the day before. And when I've treat myself well, which doesn't happen all the time, because very much in the moment, I'm not always naturally skilled at seeing the effect of it for the next day. Sometimes I joke with my wife, today Stephen and tomorrow Stephen are different people. They live very different lives. And sometimes I completely forget tomorrow Stephen has to pay for today Stephen's choices. And so as a great example of this, even though I had a shocker of a day, is what I'd call it, things just weren't really working. I just couldn't be bothered. It was like, blah, is probably the way it felt. I felt like I could just curl up in bed and say, let's restart this tomorrow. I've kind of done a full 180. I'm the opposite now. I'm the other side of the bell curve where everything's going well. I've probably achieved more at work in one day than I would over a normal two-day period because everything is firing. And this can be the real challenge I find with neurodiversity. And I don't put this down exactly to dyslexia alone, but it fits in there with the ADHD diagnosis of people out there. It's something that I see both areas admit to, is where we sit very much on either side of this bell curve. Days which are fantastic and everything's going well, and then days where you just feel like quitting the day and you want to start again tomorrow. And so, you know, this is so common. You know, it's so common. And I just remember before I learned about this and understood it, I used to beat myself up endlessly at going, why can't I just get this done? Everyone else can. Everyone else can just live some sort of balanced life, right? Where everything is just balanced. You know, and maybe they go a little up and a little down, where I feel like I'm either completely up or completely down. And very rarely I'm in this happy balance place. The minute I get to that balance, I think it's going to be great. And I just kind of get bored. Do you know what I mean? You hearing me there? And so like I'm always one or the other. Now, some days I'm much more down like yesterday than usual. Other days I'm much more up. But I very likely sit quite a few points up and down of the middle line. I very rarely ever sit in the middle. Does that make sense? And it's not something that I can control as much in the moment. Like I really dislike sometimes people saying, just imagine you're happy. I want you to picture yourself in a happy, you know, to be honest, when you're really down in the dumps, that doesn't help me. I'm going to be honest, it does not help me. It just frustrates me. But the understanding that this shall pass and I sit on either side of this bell curve really helps me understand my brain. Now, does it mean I get frustrated with it? Of course. I wish I could just snap my fingers and it would change. I've tried everything from what I'm eating, what I'm drinking. And a lot of these things I've been trying are in the moment kind of state changes. So like, you know, it's kind of why people drink alcohol, right? You know it's going to change your state. It's going to relax you in some format. It's going to have negative side effects, but in that exact moment, it's probably going to do something you're after of it. But overall, in the long run, it doesn't really help you, right? It's not got that kind of, doesn't really do what it needs to. So it's about finding those things that can help you in the moment, but also work in the long run. Does that make sense? Hope that's coming through, guys. Because this is the challenge. Like, you know, I feel very blessed that I've created my life and my job to handle the way my brain works. There are days where I am unproductive. And then there are days where I'm hyper, hyper, super productive. I'm like the Terminator of my job. I'm so good at it. I make so many good decisions at high speed that are very accurate and work. But then I'll also have days where I'm probably going to achieve an hour and a half's worth of work, even if I sit at a desk for 8 hours. And more I'm getting better at realizing when those days appear, trying to pull everything out of I can in the morning, and then just stopping. I'll just literally go, hey, I'm just going to be reactive for the rest of the day. I'm not going to be proactive. I'm just going to push all the key stuff to tomorrow. And I'm just going to kind of keep the wheels of life moving. And it's important to realize this about yourself. Now, some of us are luckier if we're self-employed or have our own businesses. Maybe we're contractors and we have a bit more flexibility around when we work. But for the ones of us that are actually at jobs, the same can apply. And I feel for you. Like it isn't always that easy to be able to have those moments of awareness. You know, or those, awareness is the wrong word there, but moments of allowing yourself to be where you are in the experience. You've kind of got to put on a mask and pretend you're still going, even if you know you're unproductive, right? You can't just kind of step back and make it up in other times. But I think, you know, what I'm seeing across the world, and this isn't everywhere, but in a lot of places, a lot of companies are getting much more wiser to the differences and the different ways people work. Everyone would probably think from where COVID happened, how much has changed, right? You know, people have never worked from home so much, if it's possible for them to work from home, like ever. You know, so much of that is adjusted. People's working hours, again, with traffic in most countries being terrible, if you do have to go to an office or to a job, you know, if they can change your hours so you start really early or finish really late to try and beat traffic, things are changing, right? And it's more about, you know, you're seeing more and more companies be focused on productivity and results rather than tracking every minute of the day. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm sure there are a heap of examples where that's not the case yet, where they still have a lot of long way to go. But what I would say is, you know, roles where you do have that flexibility to work with your brain and your mind are super valuable. And I'm so grateful and blessed where I'm at. But what I would say is, if you are looking for jobs, flexibility like that is a huge selling point. You know, it's kind of like if I was offered more money but lost the flexibility, I wouldn't take it, you know, in whatever role, you know, I was doing at the time. Because that flexibility that works with the way I think is just gold. And we've got to value that. We've got to value it. There's only so much we can do to improve our state of well-being, right? You know, there's only so much we can do as people. We've got to also understand that, hey, our brains are wired a certain way. And there are days where we truly do need mental health days. You know, I must say, when I first heard mental health days existed, where people took a day off work for their mental health, I was like, you know, this would have been 10, 15 years ago I heard this. I'd have been like, wow, they're not strong enough. They're not good enough. Like, I would never need that. I swear that would be how my brain would have heard that, thinking, like, I could just use willpower and force and I can survive and I can get through this. And only now in the last 5-10 years have I started to understand, you know, how hard mental health is and what it really is, right? And how valuable and how needed stuff like that can be. You know, if we just deal with too much stress, we explode. And we don't do it in the right way. We get angry at ourselves. It causes problems. When there are problems at home, it creates problems at work. All this stuff knocks on. So making sure your, you know, your work environment, your life environment, like, I'm very lucky. I'm very open with my wife about the way I think. I literally do a podcast. She can just like listen to this and find out all of these, I don't want to call them secrets, but the way I think. And she does listen, you know, when she's going for a big drive. And so like it's having that open relationship with her means I've got the backup. If I'm having a day where I'm just not productive, you know, she gets it. She goes through them as well. We get it. And vice versa, if I'm having a day where I'm super productive and I need to work late because I'm just kicking butt, then she'll let me do it. She'll give me some room to make that happen. So finding a life that fits with who you are and how you think, you know, I just can't speak highly enough about how valuable that is for anyone with dyslexia, ADHD, any neurodiversity. Because, you know, feeling accepted when you're at your worst, you know, that is gold. Like yesterday, you know, if I felt like my wife or my colleagues were just saying, get back to work, stop being lazy, stop being useless. If that's what they said to me, like I'd feel terrible, right? Instead, I've built up a world of trust around me where people get me, they understand it, and they know I'll come back stronger for it. So that's what I wanted to share, guys. Building the lifestyle that works for your mind, that allows you to have the bad days and the really good, highly productive days, is just so vital. And, you know, when you're planning for 2024 next year, what would you want? What do you want to change? What's the next thing you can change? You may not be there yet, but you can get there with a bit of focus. You know, it can happen. Not overnight. I know we'd all love it overnight, but, you know, put the energy in and things do come back. So have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back next week.